to punishes for their proud hearts. Verse 15. Truly, I say to you, whoever establishes the kingdom of God, beloved, a child shall inherit it. This is one to belong in God's kingdom. This is one to be rewarded, to be saved. That's what it means to enter into God's kingdom. If you want that, you have to enter into the kingdom.
for living in Jesus' kingdom, you too must receive the free gift of salvation. And you cannot pay back.
Someone can defeat passages in Luke, which was important. This is just something that we can see, something as well as in the Bible. It says, what it says there.
And it says it will certainly make a very convincing argument.
Absolutely.
However, I would also add a topic that comes to the truth is not clear about what happens. The Lord is fixing exclusively to him this happens. And how long was actually with the scripture is precisely what this issue for this the Bible says that children people are with age of faith explicitly people who are afraid of simple problems of failure and people who are not going to their salvation. This is why I'm grateful for God's word and wish to be having a however, I also know that there are those here in this room who have thoughts on religious. So for those that have this because some of the religious aspects of the discussion is a poor person. What I would say is regardless of what you think of, just because there are people who think God does religious things, or you simply get on the fact that we don't know the Bible's not there, we find no room to think. It's good and confident that the God we serve is the God who is just and gracious. Others to know that my father is a walker than I am, and it's better than this. created was the sin that put Jesus on the cross. The problem is that we lift a bit of pride, which is self-sufficient, our beauty, and something for us. Pride comes filled with God's grace, and boy, do we ever. God calls us to earn salvation on our own, but we seek. God tells us that we're not as bad as we actually are. That the sin in our life is not bad, though it is. God says that our good works are way above what he does. God tells us that if someone else is doing good for us, then our sin is bad. It's not true. God is bad for us, and we can justify whatever sin we want to justify. Here is the truth about God. Four words. Pride will sin with you. Because pride keeps us from seeing our needs of Jesus. Thank you. Look at the cross of Jesus.